I'm being joined on Radio On The Go Sports by Dyke New Hartford cross country coach Will Reingart. As here we are, just about to the halfway point of the season already. Kind of hard to believe at this point, but here we are. The cross country season is off and rolling. And coach, always appreciate the time. While it's kind of fresh on your mind, I want to go back and talk about some of these last couple meets, especially Starmont here earlier this week. Boys team placed eighth over there, and the girls team placed 13th. What was kind of your takeaways from that meet over at Starmont?
A lot of teams. There was 24 teams participating. Not all of them had, you know, team scores, but 24 schools were represented, and a lot of really good teams and individuals. And for our girls to come away with the third place finish, we were very, very happy with that. They really did a nice job packing up, and we were battling some sickness too. So I feel like, you know, we even have some more room to grow there. But very proud of how that group of girls, 1 through 7, ran. And then our boys, we're still trying to figure out our number 5 runner right now. Cooper Dahl's been injured since the first meet of the year when we won Iowa Falls. And really trying to find that number 5 is where we're at with things. Our 1 through 4 is pretty solidified. Couple of them didn't have their best races that day either. So we're looking forward to getting to Denver on Monday with the boys squad as well, and hopefully figure some things out and redeem ourselves a little bit there. But really good competition and course, and really happy with how Tuesday went at Starmont.
Let's talk about the boys team here a little bit. Looks like a fair amount of underclassmen kind of leading the charge. Sully O'Neill as a sophomore, leading time right now, 18:46. Well, what's kind of the story of the boys team as far as, you know, some of those underclassmen getting up to speed, including a couple of freshmen making some noise as well?
Yeah, we're super young. Even on the girls' side, we're young. We have some new kids that joined us this year as juniors and seniors. So I'm still looking as you know, the girls' squad, even though they might be juniors or seniors. Some of them are rookies in a way to the sport. But yeah, Soli's done a nice job. He battled pneumonia a couple weeks ago and a hip injury, and he's back getting full strength. So we were really happy with his performance. We've ran kind of conservative beginning parts of the races the last two meets, just to help him survive and get his legs and lungs back under him. And Gus LaRue as a sophomore really stepped up at Starmont as well, as you know, and then we do have a couple freshmen, Braden Starr and McKinnon Lindemann, as well. And those guys have been our number 1 and 2 at times throughout the season. And Gus put a good one together. So, you know, if we can get those 4 all going off at the same meet and we figure out our number 5, we should most definitely improve as a team. And we're looking forward to that. And then you throw in Sam Anderson. He's a senior. He's capable of being that 5. And then Colt Rogers, Tate Herman, and Isaiah Olson are all battling for those last few varsity spots.
Switching over to the girls' side here, you had mentioned a couple of newcomers, even though some are, you know, upperclassmen. Chloe Paulson as a junior, Sedona Oldenburger as a senior. It looks like they're new on the team here this year, at least varsity-wise. Lily Moore up there as a sophomore with a top time of 22:39. So what's your take on the girls' team, especially, you know, with some of those upperclassmen kind of trying out cross-country here for the first time?
Yeah, you know, those girls aren't new to running. It's just kind of new to the sport of cross. They have had really good track careers and joined us this year. And Chloe ran in junior high, but we were most definitely happy to have her. Sedona really had a lights out race on Tuesday. She was our number 1 runner. And actually she broke 22, with things and, ran 21:55. So really excited for her. She really got stronger as the race progressed. And then Chloe, she's done a great job. She's been sick the last 2 weeks. So she was actually our number 5 the other night, and, you know, we get her full strength and she should be up there with Sedona. Josie Stillman has really done a nice job as a senior and a veteran. She was our number 3 the other night, and done a nice job putting herself up where she needs to be and hanging on the best she can. And then you said Lily Moore as well. And then we have a freshman, Olivia Petullo, that's been anywhere from our 2 to 3 throughout the season as well, which has most definitely helped. And very proud of our senior Allison Starbuck. She had a really nice race at Starmont, and Izzy Stumbo as our 6 and 7. Those two girls weren't too far off from our top 5 position. So we were really strong 1 through 7 the other night, and they're very excited with their potential ahead of them. And again, we were kind of not full strength, so we'll see where we're at come Monday at Denver, and keep moving forward here.
You bet. So of course, everyone's kind of working throughout the season to make sure they're running their best times, you know, at the end when it matters the most. On that note, where are you guys kind of at in your training right now? What are kind of some of the biggest things you guys are kind of looking at in practice as far as some of those biggest objectives right now?
Yeah, you know, we're really setting some goals and really thinking about what we want to get accomplished at this point. And, you know, staying healthy is a big point of emphasis, obviously. And there's been some sickness most definitely going around, some colds and allergies. So hoping for some cool down temperatures sooner than later with things. But yeah, we're just working on our paces, you know, and we're doing some speed intervals. We're doing some tempo threshold type workouts and some distance runs, and then our weight training as well. Been very impressed with our kids and how they're doing with their mileage this year. They're pretty open to pushing themselves to higher mileage than past groups, not being so negative about, you know, a 5 mile run is now a normal run for us, where we thought, you know, past kids thought it was like super long, but now these kids are wanting to go 7 miles and things like that. So seeing that change in mindset's been very rewarding, and it's helped this group out as well. But we're working hard, and again, we just got to stay healthy and get back healthy. And we have a ton of room to grow this season still in this short amount of time.
All right, and when it comes to the upcoming schedule, you mentioned it here already, but Denver coming up here on Monday. Looks like a lot of teams from the NICL, a few other teams from other conferences sprinkled in there as well. So what's your outlook for that upcoming meet here on a Monday night at Denver?
Yeah, Denver, it's a smaller meet, but it's pretty loaded up. As you said, the conference schools, and, you know, it's, you know, same story, different sports, or, you know, different year where the NICL is going to be strong regardless. It doesn't matter who graduates. There's always another slew of, you know, runners, or, you know, volleyball players or football players or basketball players or baseball, softball players that are replacing all these kids that graduate. So the conference is loaded again. So we're looking forward to seeing where Denver's at, Grundy Center's at, Jessup as well. You know, just got a lot of quality competition within our conference, which helps prepare us for, you know, down the road, which we'll probably be facing conference schools at districts as well. But just, you know, we got a really good schedule with Jessup after that, and then our home meet, and then conference at up at Old Wine. So competition's never going to drop off. We're always going to be facing some tough teams, and hopefully we can continue to throw our name in the mix and keep working towards getting better each day is our big focus.
All right, just about out of time here today, but any final thoughts you'd like to share about the cross country program before we wrap up?
Yeah, again, just I can't thank these kids enough. You know, I'm very, you know, fortunate to have the numbers that I do on both the men's and women's squad. And, you know, just it's not all about these varsity runners, also our JV runners, and, you know, even the bottom of our pack runners. They're working hard. And best part about this group is how well they work together and get along with each other. The Colorado trip most definitely helps with that team bonding side of things. But the kids are so respectful for the different personalities and abilities. So proud of the group for that, and just how they show up each day and take care of one another and interact with each other. And I think those are valuable skills moving forward in life, and what they can use as well currently. So they're very thankful for this group, and not ready for this season to be done by any means.
You bet. That's Dyke New Hartford cross country coach Will Rheingard joining me here on Radio On The Go Sports. Always appreciate the time, coach, and looking forward to catching you guys in action here down the stretch of the season.
Yeah, appreciate it, John. Thanks for having us and all the coverage that you give DNH.